Never give up, never surrender.
Welcome to Thrive in the Future podcast, positive solutions to help you thrive, homesteading, gardening, community, side hustles, and building skills.
Welcome back to Thrive in the Future. This week, I'm talking about never give up, never surrender. Part of thriving is embracing both the wins as well as the losses. So my spring garden has failed for the most part. I usually sow plants and then I spread kale and lettuce around to add as a cover crop because, hey, lettuce is a companion plant of everything. This year, hardly anything came up, and the starter plants that I planted also did not thrive. So why? Lots of rain. In Kansas, we do not get April showers bring May flowers. We get May and June downpour thunderstorms. Almost all of our annual rain comes in May and June, and this year it rained almost every other day in May. We even had a little mini tornado just pass south of us, and we got 8 to 10 inches of rain that week. It should have been a bonanza spring crop. I added a couple of truckloads of compost from the nursery. The compost is worse than usual municipal compost, so stuff's not thriving in that. But my perennial saved the day. I've got plantain, I've got walking onion, I've got bloody dock sorrel. And bloody dock sorrel is really great because you can mix it in with your salad and it has a lemony taste to it. Plus, it's got excellent presentation because it looks like bloody veins on the sorrel. All of those did wonderfully. So some trees thrived and some did not. My apple grafts are all thriving and nearly 80% success so far, which is really rare for me. But the chestnut seedlings from last year didn't come out of dormancy. My five-year chestnut trees are looking sickly with half the branches with no leaves. I'm going to need to heavily fertilize and see if they recover. That's the bad news. Good news. Grow nut trees has already exceeded 2023 revenue, and most of the sales last year were in the fall, not in the spring. The willow that I grew from cuttings have already grown up to my waist, and I put in large nut and elderberry guild on a community member's property based on this rough draft diagram that was barely readable. So see the show notes on the website and you can see what I'm talking about. Unfortunately, the chestnuts that I planted did not come out of dormancy and I had to replace them with mulberry. So I sold most of my 2023 trees last fall. So I bought trees from the Midwest to augment my stock during the wintertime, but half of the hazelnuts and one batch of the red mulberry never came out of dormancy. But the surprising news, I've sold hundreds of dollars of elderberry locally on Facebook Marketplace, and I had tremendous success restocking my elderberry by growing from my own cuttings and sprouts this spring. And shameless plug, I still have hazelnut and elderberry available on grownuttrees.com. And this year, I'm expanding it to black lace elderberry for the fall and also for next year. So black lace elderberry has really nice, darker, lacy leaves, and they have pink flowers. So what's the moral of this story? Never give up. No 2 years are alike. So keep trying new things. And even what works this year may not work next year. So just keep trying new things all the time. Never give up. Never surrender. So let's talk a little bit about thriving garden planner. Times are tough. Food prices are through the roof and they're signaling for another pandemic. How many potatoes do you need to plant to feed your family from your garden? You need to grow your own food and it's not too late to start. How much food can I grow per person and use my garden as my primary food source? How much space will I need for potatoes or lettuce or whatever? How many plants, bulbs, or seeds will I need? And when the season is done, how much money did I save by growing my own fresh food? The Thriving Garden Planner from Thrive in the Future helps you answer those questions. It's an extensive spreadsheet. You put in the number of people to plan for, and it tells you how much total space you need for those potatoes or tomatoes and how many plant starts or seeds that you need to buy at the store. And it's not too late. We're still in May. So for example, potatoes, you need on average 10 potato plants per person and you need to have them spaced 1 feet apart. So you're going to need 10 feet of row bed just for one person. Access it at thrivinggardenplanner.com. It also has additional features. So at the end of the year, how much should I save by growing my own food? So you can track everything you planted. You can track everything you harvested. Last year, I saved $236 and it wasn't even a great year. So you can log all your plantings, your trees, your bushes, your perennials, and your annual garden plants. Track how many tomatoes or plants that you harvested and when. And you can track your inputs. How much compost or wood chips did you add? You can log your first and last frost dates for the year and compare them to the average and what happened in previous years. And you could track any plant sales you have. You can see your food costs, how much of your grocery bill did you save by growing your own fresh food. What this means to you, you can put it all together and know how much of your food bill you saved.
Right now, it's free. Name your own price. Go to thrivinggardenplanner.com. Take care. Thank you for listening to Thrive in the Future podcast. If you like what you hear, please click that like or subscribe button in your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Twitter @ThriveInTheFute and also go to thriveinthefuture.com.